아들 나도 된다 왔대 봐 담은 것들 집에 총어 다 도모 일하지 봐 되는 데다 도모 일하지 봐 되는 집에 주위 라로 좀 자주 생고 안에 친자버러 왔어
So we've been going over the text, the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And we've gone over the teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity, teachings shared in common with beings of medium capacity, and the beings of great capacity, or teachings for beings of great capacity. And we've seen that relative to that scope, bodhicitta is indispensable and very important, or the bodhicitta is the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So we've seen the importance and the indispensability of the mind that aspires to enlightenment relative to the great scope. And when we speak of this mind of bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, there are two vehicles in which this mind that aspires to enlightenment is of the utmost necessity. And those two vehicles are the perfection vehicle within the great vehicle system and the tantric vehicle within the great vehicle system. So these are the two divisions of the great vehicle, the tantric vehicle and the perfection vehicle.
Ta bhajin diba lhabi chudu la song, chudin ji lhabal lhabi chudu, tingan zi ji lhabal lhabi chudu, shira ji lhabal lhabi chudu.
And the three higher trainings of the three highest higher training, the highest higher training in ethics, the highest higher training in concentration, and the highest higher training in wisdom are also very important. So there are three of them, and those three are named or imputed as the three higher trainings, or the three highest higher trainings, if we speak of it technically. And we've gone over the highest higher training in ethical behavior or in ethics and the highest higher training in concentration. So we've now arrived at and have begun to discuss the highest higher training in wisdom. So now the we've arrived at and will explain the highest higher training in wisdom. When we look at the actual wisdom or the highest higher training in wisdom, we need to figure out what is the reason for this highest higher training. What is the need for this? And the reason for this is, without emptiness, without an understanding of the nature of reality or the emptiness of the nature of reality, without this understanding, it's impossible to eradicate the afflictive obstructions as well as the obstructions to omniscience. One must eradicate the misconception, which is the antithesis of the understanding of emptiness relative to all phenomena, in order to eradicate all of the coarse and subtle affliction. So this is the reason and behind the necessity of understanding, of having the wisdom realizing emptiness.
Ane nyomo ge tsawa denzil to diwaris, chun na denba dhruvan zibi denzin. Denzin ge shen yu denba ra meba, denba meba tubi shera di meba, an denzin pontu gumaris. Denzin pon matu na denzin ge dhruvi nyomo pontu gumaris, dungen pontu gumaris. Te yin son ta, tunin tubi shera ghlabat ngeba kukuris.
So now, what is the reason that we need the wisdom realizing emptiness, and why is it necessary to have in order to eradicate the afflictive obstructions as well as the obstructions to omniscience? The reason it's necessary to have the wisdom realizing emptiness is because the grasping at true existence, which is the mistaken view that we all cling to is what actually causes all of the other afflictions and actions that they promote. So if one can eradicate the misconception of all phenomena being truly established, or all phenomena being truly existent, if that misconception can be eradicated, then the grasping at true existence, which that misconception produces, is eradicated. And if that is eradicated, then the afflictions and so forth and the negative predispositions that it leaves are also eradicated. So this is why it is important and indispensable along the path to liberation or Buddhahood, one must have this wisdom realizing emptiness, which serves as an opponent to the misconception or the mistaken view of the substantialism or the true existence of phenomena.
What the Sherajan Wadlima Pomungala Suba de Bamar, me de Bamaru said, what the 22 years won't see the words. Pomunga de Badruans with the Zidinu Adidis, the Baja Shedidis, Pomungala Suba de Maduba Maduna, and the Zipuntu Mar, the Zig Baja Puntu Maris, Maribe.
So this is why in the Heart Sutra it speaks of the five skandhas to be empty of nature, form is emptiness, etc. The reason behind the five aggregates, it says skandhas in the text, but skandhas is Sanskrit for aggregates. So the five aggregates are empty of nature. So this is what the Heart Sutra is speaking of in this section. It's a way to negate the true establishment of the five aggregates, negate the inherent establishment or true existence of the five aggregates or the ego. So this is of the utmost importance in order to eradicate these obstructions to omniscience and the afflictive obstructions.
Oje da toni du shero glaba gudo gogo de shero laba chamba gindiga mar ta na shero sonde gogo shero chamba gune nyuri pontu ma shiri pontu mar ta na shero ni ga nyos leba la de ne ane shiri da nyuri pon ka sa shiri pon gor ma du ji ge shero chambe shiri pontu mar is ta na shero ni cha gogo is
de des rimche de nyuri ta ta na shero ni cha go
ta na nyuri pon ba la toni du shero gindiga ro
So it is possible with the wisdom realizing emptiness alone to eradicate the afflictive obstructions, but the obstructions to omniscience cannot be eradicated without the union of method and wisdom. So the wisdom realizing emptiness alone is not sufficient and will not produce the desired result of eradication of the obstructions to omniscience. So the coarse afflictions and so forth are abandoned, but the imprints of those coarse afflictions, the imprints that are left over from that, are called the obstructions to omniscience, and those are not eradicated unless one has the union of both method and wisdom. So this is why one can find in the Madhyamika Avatara by Chandrakirti the quote that states that the great goose, in order for the great goose to fly over the vast ocean to the other side, it's necessary for that goose to have both wings. Likewise, in order for the practitioner to cross the vast ocean of cyclic existence to the other side, i.e. Buddhahood, it's necessary to have the two wings of method and wisdom in union.
Ane thala kazi yuwaare, shiro la kazi yuwaare, tibay ina, an thala shiro ki yuwaat shiigi yins, ni yuwaate sumbat dhali yungu marba.
So the next third thing that we will arrive at is the actual nature of method and wisdom and the differentiation between the two, the yanjir suralang, the jik, the jason.
Thala ina kazi yuwaare,
shiro ina kazi
yuwaare.
So the next section goes over the actual divisions of method and wisdom. So how many divisions are there of method? What is the nature of that? How many divisions of wisdom are there? What is the nature of that? So the next section, which I believe is the third, goes into the explanation of division of method and wisdom.
Ane laba sheroji laba mayimbi yimba tsuti la soba ngate tauris ngate tauris rwa ane doni tobi sunsu gurbeta shindu gna ne shero laba de ane yo sunsu marwa sheroji laba mayimbi shindu thamnga yo rwa ngate tauris tauris marwa oya.
So when we speak of the six perfections, which are also indispensable on the Mahayana vehicle or the great vehicle, and we divide those perfections into method and wisdom, we'll find that the first five perfections, the first five being generosity, ethical behavior, patience, perseverance, and concentration. When we look at those first five, those all fall into the category of method. And the sixth, sixth perfection, which is wisdom, right after concentration, is falls into the category, of course, of wisdom. So here we can find the union of method and wisdom even within the six perfections and how they are divided up. So we can begin to see what the reason and behind and the nature of these topics are.
Da shiro ji pari di shima ma yinbi yinba lo suba nga bu ta riz. Ta yinbi ju sen kari si na sanji kudala chu kudu zu gu ni yuwa riz. Ani shiro ji pari ma yinbi yinba lo suba nga bu de chu zu ju gu ni yinna zu gu la jin ju ji. Zu gu tu bi ju yin zang ta riz. Tu ni tu bi shiro de chu zu ju gu ni yinna zu chu gu tu ji ge. Ani chu gu la jin ju ji yin zang.
So what do these actions produce? What do things such as the six perfections, such as the perfection of generosity, what do these things produce? So it's divided as follows. The method itself and actions which fall into the category of method with proper motivation leave predispositions which will ripen into the actual form body of the Buddha. And the form body is called the Robokaya, and which is divided into emanation and enjoyment, or Sambokaya and Nirmanakaya. So the Robokaya is the actual body that the method creates. So this is the reason for the necessity of having the method. The sixth perfection, perfection of wisdom, and wisdom in general, is what allows one to achieve the state of the Dharmakaya body. So the Dharmakaya, or the actual body, truth body, is what is produced by wisdom. So we can see the necessity of having both of these things in order to arrive at our goal.
Oji ta nam sa ji bal ji den ba ni lan ta xin ni de bu ku ni ji ko so gun zu den ba yo da den ba ni ris lan ko so ane ton da den ba tu bi yue song den ni gun zu den ba le mi bi shang chu ge san lo su ta ta ni de yong wa ris den ni ha so le ba le den ne de bu sa ji bi ko so ku ni to yong wa ris zu gu dan chu gu ni to yong wa ris ji den ba ni lan ta xin ni de bu ku ni s
the kale kale the yajin sir lang the ni lam
jil denba ni jil denba ni ane chu chu tu mar ba absolu da
ha ko son gon da ma den na ba
ta absolu lu mi bi to ni du bi shero de shero re
la sa
mar ba den ku du denba la mi bi sha chu ge sen da ni shi mo lu ta
re
de ni nyaw so le ma la den de bu ka ru yong ge sa na sa ji ge so chu ge da zu ge ni den ru yong re
la sa tu chen na. So when we look at this relative to the two truths being ultimate truth and conventional truth, or absolute truth and conventional truth, The actual higher training in wisdom uses as its object of observation ultimate truth or ultimate reality, whereas the conventional reality is what the method actually achieves. The actual practice using objects of observation, such as the mind that aspires to enlightenment, bodhicitta, etc., falls into the category of the conventional, conventional truth. So it's dependent upon the object of observation, whether it is conventional or ultimate truth. But both of these produce the form and the truth bodies of the Buddha. So the actual ultimate truth produces the Dharmakaya or truth body, and the conventional truth produces the form body or the Robokaya. So the wisdom produces the Dharmakaya, and the method produces the Robokaya.
Da shangju ge sen jule je zong da shangju sen ba cha ne ge shangju sen ba cha ne de ne chu lang re de ne ye jo lang tong lang gu lang de ne shangju ge sen ge lang re ba nga ma re ba wo de xin zhu de chu lang ge suo yo re ne tong lang jo lang ge suo yo re tong lang ge suo yo re gu lang ge suo yo re de sang ji san ne yo je ro da xin zhu su ma re ba
ro ma lu lang
ma lu lang su ge ro ba
So when we have the arisal of the actual mind, Mahayana mind generation, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, when we have the arisal of bodhicitta, at that time, when one has the arisal of bodhicitta, at that time, he or she becomes a bodhisattva. And once the person is a bodhisattva, they've entered the first Mahayana path, which is the path of accumulation. So then it builds upon it. So these two necessities can be found throughout the remaining four paths. Excuse me. So these two necessities can be found on the path of accumulation and the path of preparation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. So we can find these in all of those five paths, and we can see why it is indispensable. Even up until the last of the five great vehicle paths.
Tang lang wo ma wo ma ge ta xi ni le ta ma ta ma ta xi di ya de ya lu ris pi da ta lu ya ge ma be xin du tong lang ko xin du yo ro wa de le ju lang ko xin du de pi da ge yo ya bu ya ge ris tong lang ko ya de ne ko ta ma ta ma le ya pi da lu ris
So when we look at the potency of the actual if we look at the Gyanje Surlang, the Jason, the but
the
Solang if we look at the potency of the actual six perfections on the path of accumulation, we can see that their potency is not as great as the potency of the six perfections on the path of preparation. And on the path of seeing, the potency is much more great, and the abilities of these perfections is much more great, and so forth. So as we traverse the five paths, as one traverses the five paths of accumulation, the six perfections, and the practice ability is present, is less than the path of preparation. And the path of preparation's abilities are less than that of the path of seeing. The path of seeing is less than that of the path of meditation. The path of meditation is, the potency of the six perfections is less than the path of no more learning. So we see as the gradual stages, as one traverses the stages, as he or she traverses them, the potency of the practice becomes greater.
That the net drove a shiro on a shiro moon carer. Talk shiros again the carers, shiro the carriage hours, driva yina, and it don't you good leaders, Marbe. The laundress on the leondua. Jiju shedu, 47.
So I think we're at 47. So here we're going to see the question might arise, what is the nature of wisdom? Or how is wisdom defined? Lowell can mean definition, but really nature is more of a literal translation. Its essence, what is the nature of wisdom? So here in number 47, the great Lord Atisha will explain to us the nature of wisdom. So number 47, understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced is described as wisdom. So here, wisdom is defined as understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing that the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced.
Mm-hmm.
So the understanding emptiness of inherent existence is understanding dependent origination, understanding that because of dependent origination, because a phenomena dependently originates, it is necessarily empty of true existence because it has no inherent existence from its own side, exclusive of the collection which is nominally designated. So it's because it dependently originates that it is necessarily empty of true existence or empty of inherent existence. So this actual understanding serves as an opponent to the mistaken view of grasping at true existence. So it doesn't matter. This can be what we apply to this. It could be objective observation. It could be when we speaking of phenomena, it could be objective observation. It can be any existent. It can be any valid tseme drupa, shidrup tseme drupa, any phenomena established through valid cognition. So there are various divisions within the logic primer of existence and things that which are synonymous with existent objective apprehension. I forgot what the actual literal names are, but it's the objective apprehension, object of knowledge, existent, and so forth. So there are various categories, and all of these categories are said to be the same, empty of true existence.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the Madhyamika Prasangika view of this, and we look at the highest view, which is the middle way consequence school view, we see that they separate phenomena into kansak, which is person or being, and phenomena, which is literature phenomena which is person or being does not exist. So those are the literal translations. So it's basically person or being and everything else, which is phenomena or an existent. So both of these are divided and said to be empty of true establishment. And these formulas, according to the Madhyamika Prasangika system, are applied to all phenomena, that which is person or being, and that which is other than person or being. And when we speak of person or being, this refers to sentient and sentient beings, but also others. Translator's note, Buddha is not a emanation body is not a sentient being, but is a person or being. It's not sentient. 10th Bodhisattva level is non-sentient. So any being falls into the category of being or person, kansak. So a hell realm being, an animal, emanation body, the enjoyment body, a human being, sentient being, all of these fall into the category of kansak or person, and that which is not person is everything else, phenomenon. So these are divided in this way, and they say the emptiness of person or the non-existence of the inherent existence of person. And then they say the emptiness of phenomena, which lacks person. So this is according to the Madhyamika Prasangika school, and the basic way of saying it, which is easier, is both person and non-person, that which is existent, is empty of true existence, are empty of true existence.
Less so. Kanza yin zang ku denpa ma dhubba dhil kanza ga dhame si lao dhuwa res, kanza ga dhame si res.
So the sentient being is a person or being. I know this is confusing, but that's what we translate it as in, from Tibetan to English. So sentient being is semchen, and person is kansak, or being is kansak in Tibetan. So the sentient being falls into the category of person. So just to make it clearer for everyone who might have not understood.
Pombongabo karol den tabi chebudil kanza so maru kanza ke senji maru ba. Pombongabo karol den tabi chebudil kanza so lagres. Mede pombongabo karol den tabi chebu yinza kanza res. Senju bi kangalo pombongabo karol den tabi chebu yinza kanza res.
Less so. So when we look at the five aggregates themselves, the collection of the five aggregates. The aggregates themselves are not named or imputed as person, but the collection of those aggregates, which are nominally designated, once those are all together, becomes person. So the aggregates themselves are not person, but the collection of those aggregates are nominally designated as person. So once that collection is present, then one can say that there is a non-mistaken person there. The mistaken view is the grasping at true existence of that person, but the actual person isn't existent.
Shintang, chutang, ritang, tukungalo, pumbungang pukarol den tabi jibu maro, gaza maro, senchubi maro, chutang gaza nyisushu, churis, chu, maribay.
So when we look at beings or person is dependent upon or reliant upon these aggregates, of among the five aggregates. But we see that trees, for instance, do not have aggregates in general. So the trees and things of this nature fall into the category of phenomena or existent, whereas person is dependent or relying upon among the aggregates. And translator's note, the reason I say among the aggregates is it's not necessary to have all five because there's formless beings.
Tapana kamba dabo de ganza maro chures chu yin za kamba debo maro ba chu ji dame se logres.
So a house, for instance, is not dependent upon these five aggregates. A house does not have these, but the house itself is empty of true establishment. So we say that selflessness of phenomena. So we say that in this case, it is the selflessness of phenomena, not the selflessness of person, because person refers to one which is dependent upon the five aggregates, and house is not. So we take it out of that category and put it into the category of phenomena, selflessness of phenomena.
Tā kāngsāk dāme dā, chūjī dāme nī kāngsāk nī jāwa, kārjī nī kāngsāk dāme dā, chūjī dāme nī jāwa rā sī tīpa yīnā. Anī chūjī dā lā kāngsāk dā, chūjī nī yu dā, anī dāme dā lā kāngsāk dāme dā, chūjī dāme nī jāwa rā sī. Anī omā lā jūpa lē, dāme dā nī rūwa nā dū shī rā, chūjī dā kāngsāk yī nā nī sūng sī. Dāme dā nī rūwa nā dū shī, chūjī dā kāngsāk yī nā nī sūng sī. Sāngjī gī, chūjī dā dāme bā. Deba maduba sumbaris, guba karis, karijin sumbaris, guba kankichit sumbaris na kuwa na kanza karsugure. Sinjian na kuwa na kuyu dungen li chuyi shidu, ane dame sumbaris, sanjik. Di nyi jao guya da karis na, tongji chujin dala kanza na chuyi nyi yu zan, ane kanza ki dame ta, chuyi dame nyi jao yu maris.
So when we look at these two categories of person and phenomena, we see that there is selflessness of phenomena and selflessness of person. So we can find in the Uttara Tantra, the sublime Maitreya's Julam, the Umajupa, the Madhyamika Avatara. I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing. The Uttara Tantra is Maitreya, that's wrong. The Umajupa is the Madhyamika Avatara by Chandrakirti. The English is the entrance to the middle way. We can find that it speaks of the selflessness of phenomena and the selflessness of person, and speaks of the selflessness of Buddhahood as well as the cyclic suffering of cyclic existence. Both of these, the suffering of cyclic existence and the state of unsurpassable, true, complete Buddhahood are both selfless and empty because they fall into the category of these phenomena. So this can all be designated as, all of these things are designated as either selflessness of phenomena or selflessness of person.
Tesson go goba garisena, ane qual garza. Damen de Ruana du Shire, quality, quota, qui dungeta num, Nasung dungela sova tadal tree cheto, and the Sanjay damen is somebody's goba there, so is that?
Yanjur Serena.
Sejena Nasung dungeta, qui dungele tree cheto, and a tabatu cheto, Nasung dungel tane. Ane taba tubi che to gurba ta nyomubadan dunghe pune taba tubi che to ane dame song baris, dame nyi song baris. Nyi song goya de chue na gaza nyi yue zan, ane dame nyi song baris.
So when we look at the suffering of the lower realms and so forth, of the three lower realms, and then we look at liberation or we look at nirvana itself, and the ability to achieve liberation is based on the fact that the afflictions and so forth also fall into the category of selflessness of phenomena. So the all of these can be categorized into either of those, but whether they fall in which category they fall into is not important. The importance is that the both of them are empty of true nature. So this is why the ability to achieve liberation is there. So the afflictive obstructions themselves, the coarse kinds of afflictions, can be eradicated with the understanding of selflessness of person alone, can be brought about through the selflessness of person, can be brought on by the realization of selflessness of person.
Oje tatne omaran jubadan omaran jubadan sezan badan ane dodu badan sida ma zuke kanzag dame sana ane kanzag din dame chambal lagmaris kanzag dame sekente Kaza raja tu bi zeyo tu ma ruba dala kaza ka dame la tu kiris. Kaza ka dame. Chu kaza raja tu bi zeyo ma ruba dala dame re. Kaza kaza raja tu bi zeyo tu ma ruba dala kaza ka dame res. Kaza ka dame jatan tu oma tanju wa dan raju ba mechi kaza ka dame jatan kaka res.
So when we move to some of the other views in the tenet systems, we look at the tenet systems, there's different opposing views relative to the selflessness of phenomena, selflessness of person. As we move, as we go through the levels of the tenet system, and as we move down from the Prasangika view to the middle way autonomy view, or the Madhyamika Svatantrika view, and then we move down from the actual middle way autonomy school view to the mind-only view, or the Chittamantran view, and then we move from the Chittamantran school to the Sautrantika school, or the Sutra school, and then we move down to the Vabhashika school, or the Great Exposition school. So all of these schools within the tenet systems have opposing views, and the amount of phenomena which is amount of phenomena considered empty or the amount of phenomena considered selflessness that is considered to be selfless decreases as the levels of the schools decreases. So the lowest level negates much less relative to the true existence than the middle way consequence school. So as you move up through the levels of the tenet system, the view becomes more and more subtle, and the object of negation becomes much broader.
Oje tat ka bna shuru ba zuge kaza ga da se gen de shuru ba zuge kaza ga da da phom bni bu de de wa me baris kaza da kaza ga phom bu yo ro wa kaza ga da da phom bni bu de wa me baris ane dewa me bi phombo dan dewa me bi da ju yesu waris shuru ba su phombo le ngo tha te bi da phombo dan dewa me bi da ju yesu waris
phombo dan
dewa me bi dewa me ba ta ga den den mar be
ha ko sun ta da ke jo tu ye
de ni ro de phombo je de da je ro de ni dewa yo mar ro de men nan de yo ju de men nan de yo ju phombo dan kaza ni bute dewa yo mare ji barta phombo le dwen je bi phombo lo ngo tha de bi phombo dan dewa me bi phombo dan dewa me bi nga sa de da se phombo dan dewa me bi da ju wa res lo du wa res
so and in the non buddhist traditions non buddhist schools we can find the assertion that there is not a connection between the I or ego and the aggregates themselves, that there is something that is exclusive from the aggregates themselves, which creates soul or I or ego. So they're not considering a connection between the aggregates and the actual self or I. So here we can find this, the quote, the aggregates, do not have, there is not an existing connection between the aggregates and the I. So we can find this quote in some non-Buddhist scriptures where they state that there is something exclusive which is I or ego or soul.
What the Buddha and the I may be da shiriba zu yula waris, namba dodiba da shira mawa da, senzamba da oma tanji wa da de yo mariji wata.
So no matter what, if you're looking at the Vabhashika school, Great Exposition school, or the Sautrantika school, the Sutra school, or the Chittamantran school, mind-only school, or the Madhyamika school, the middle way school, all of these negate the actual true self of I or of ego. No matter what school we're speaking of, they all negate the shera mawa tamche da meba ke langdwe
shribi shribi dad mezgar jira ma taji ke mezgar shribi ke pobodan rewa me be dad yo maris shera ma taji ke le ta
the dewa yure ke langdwe the shera mawa
dad bomu dewa yure
dewa yure ke langdwe so yes they're all of the schools within Tibetan Buddhism do assert that there is a connection between the five aggregates and the I itself. So I had just asked Rinpoche if they all assert selflessness, and the answer is they all assert connection, because there are the 13, there's seven, I think, there's a certain number of schools, five schools, I believe, in the Vaibhashika system that assert a true self. So all Buddhists assert that there's a connection between I and aggregates. No Buddhists assert that one could have an I exclusive of aggregates or aggregates exclusive of I. So we cannot find that view within the Buddhist schools. So in the non-Buddhist tradition, if we compare it to the lowest school of the great exposition school of Vaibhashika, the assertion of connection between aggregates and self, and the description of the negation of true establishment is at a very coarse level within the Vaibhashika school. Moving away from the substantial view of the non-Buddhists, and substantial is, I'm using that word, it means substantialism, which means true existence. So the substantial view of non-Buddhists is still a much less evolved view than even the lowest school of the Vaibhashika.
Shira maaz kaji tenyi zhenyi tamata lasu jume gansha zhiyundus kaji tenyi zhenyi tamata lasu pomputang tamata gandhu jyudu mebi gansha rancha tubi zhiyudu zhubida jyugaris shira maa kilingu, shira maa marbe ne daad pomputang ngoda jibaris daad pomputla on jawabi jabu nabaris jabu jabu taan pana amaraga bhajan yoro bhajan taan amaraga masiso
So within the Great Exposition School, the Vaibhashika School, there is an assertion that that the I itself or ego is like the king, like the driver behind the aggregates. They establish a connection in this sense. They establish a connection between I, ego, and aggregates in the way that they state that the I itself is the propelling force behind the aggregates. So this is the Great Exposition School view that the self or I or ego is what motivates the other aggregates. So this is the view within the Great Exposition School, a statement of the nature of these things and comparing them to the nature of a king. So if, for instance, George Bush, I don't know if Rinpoche said George Bush, but he said the president of the United States has control over the entire United States. So that's why it's called the king, because the king runs the kingdom, just like the president would hope supposedly run the country. That is why it's compared to that, and it's stated that the connection is because of the controlling factor of the I.
Tapana pumbu ngon zhuwa la teni ta jebu res. Dayen ge dungba tong zhu na, o te dayen re shas. Daji ji ngon zhuwa la teni gaza zhangu. Jan ku pumbu idang kadu tong zhu na, te tongwa la teni jan re shas. Daji ngon zhuwa la teni gaza ngon zhungu duwas. Ko shira maa teki daji ngon zhuwa la maa tu bi pumbu la ong juya ge jabu tabi daji yuwa res. Udala de res.
So it's very similar to the king, which is has the power over these particular aggregates or skandhas, because based on the I and the motivation behind the I, the aggregates are propelled. The chik jason, the tamche viene chik jason. The pumbo.
Daje siguro, daje ngasu sheep color, sheep color.
So when, for instance, we perceive or cognize someone walking into a room, I'm just making sure I'm very clear because emptiness is something not to be unclear about. If someone were to walk into the room, then we see his or her face. For instance, you perceive Jeff. Jeff walks into the room, you look at the face, the color, the shape of the body, and so forth. Then you nominally designate that person as Jeff. Diane is the same way. We perceive the shape, the color, and so forth, and then nominally designate her as Diane. John, we would look at John's shape and color, and we would nominally designate him as John. Stasha, we would look at Stasha's shape and color, and then we would nominally designate her as Stasha, etc., ad infinitum. This is the way that we actually truly bring a phenomena into being.
Then I check it against the
So then, if we have a dog, for instance, we see these shapes and colors and so forth, and then we say, that's my dog, or that dog over there is their dog, that's not my dog. So the Babashika school doesn't assert that this takes place, this discriminating awareness is as subtle as it is in the higher school. Nominal designation doesn't take place. The feeling of the Great Exposition School is that they are naturally, there is some nature of these things, external objects have some nature themselves, and it's a natural thing to take place because we're naming them as they are, as they truly are. So there isn't an actual there isn't something taking place where one perceives the shapes and colors and so forth and nominally designates it. The belief is that it exists externally already as that object, and that is why we naturally name it as such, because it exists as that what we name it.
Uma Raju Bada, Sensan Bada, Shira Mandu Bazuke, what did the Raja to be Zuid Jubanzi, Jabutabi Raja to be Zuid Jubanzi, but the Kuy Zawaris. Tiwangi, Yomuji, Tiwangi Les and Qual Kudaris. Tetabi Gonzaga Damit Shizuna, and a Qual Truturis. Qual Dajubu Buntubala, Yanji Miji, Chuji Damitu Gumaris. Gonzaga Damit about the Tuna. And the quality to the tabatu to this Ranjuba Menchi Loguaris
Ranjuba Menchi
Ranjuba Sanzamba Dudeba Shidamo Kosjibaris Daju Guntubala, Chuj Dame to Guman, Kazag Dame, Pombola on Joabo, Jabutabi Kazat Mabatuzuna, the Gumba Latene, Daju Guntugre, Nyomopuntugre, Dungapuntugris.
So the belief within the Vibhashika school, the Satrantika school, and the Chittamantran school up to the autonomy school is a belief that the actual I itself has this connection with the aggregates in which it propels the aggregates. And the Vaibhashika school states that it works in this fashion. But once we move to the Satrantika school, Chittamantran school, and the autonomy school, it's the belief that the root of cyclic existence is this actual mistaken view or misconception of the actual I or ego that is propelling these aggregates. So the actual I itself is, according to the higher schools, is selfless and does not have nature from its own side, whereas the Vaibhashika Great Exposition School does assert, in some cases, actual true existence or establishment. So the root of cyclic existence, according to the higher schools, is the actual mistaken view of grasping at form and shape and so forth, which then creates the wrong consciousness relative to those objects of observation.
What did Nandenga was the second door? Tony Tayu Treasure, you Gumbalama the Dunis, Tony Tayu Treasure, you Gumbalama the Dunis, Nandente, that's Hansa Bijon Lamarbe, Hansa Bijon Dule, Tony Tayu Treasure, you Gumbalama the Dunis, Pumble Pumble Joabi. Kintabi, Ranja to be Jew, Juba Mabate, Denji Matas Judu Nane, Da Mabate, Tony Dres, Tetonsuna, and a quality to Gris. Denji Matas Judu Nan Lama Junga Yoroa, Junga Sheba the Queen Jubuna Matres, Denji Matas Judu, Denji Matas Judu Jau Marva, Dogan de Bacunu de Bango de Lande, Tel Jeje, Judu Yoroa, Judu Nane, Damete. Kumbola on joabi, kinta bi ranja tu bi zuye mebate, dame res, tonyi res. Tene, lama judu bate, shebi lo te kui chobu namar, tel chobu sheba la tene, kwa pontu kuri, nyodi pontu kuri res. Tonyi tayu chuchi ji gomba lama te dun yis. Tonyi te tere te, ranja tu bi zuye du chuban zimbi, ranja tu bi zuye du mebatu bi, kinta bi rama, rama da mebatu bi, to, Tu sana, tadi muda judu guna damen tu beres. Anak lama cunga gomba dek cuci balat tenen nyomu pun tu beres, dajung tu tu beres.
Lama cunga.
Tadi muda judu jauh roa.
Judu singi.
Dengan dembang kunjung dembang goden lade. Anak dengan dembang muda dengan tu damen je, muda ba dengan wa tu wa damen ba je, dengan dembang je maribah. Muda ba Dunghewa, Tunwa, Da Meba Seate, Kumbolo on Joabi, Kintabi Rame, Da Meba de la Gris, Tel Tony Lagota, Tony Wenemarota, Tetuzuna, and a Qualtro to Gris, Tal Hama Chudu Yoro, Joe Kunjuraji, Lariba Drubangenji, Gobashawa Chanungenu, what does she have a Latin, eh? Ruburujin, Dajumutu. Dajungba tutu gur nyedi pun tu guris.
Then lama junga donde kare.
Lama junga tera judu yoro judu.
Judu shingi.
Judu guna ne kansa ke damet seten sadu junga le di yoro.
Ale. Okay, two generum chip. So when we look at the, for instance, the mind only school or the the Chittamantran school, and the perception of. The nature of the actual reality and so forth. The statement is that the actual mind itself is what has the establishment and produces these other things which do not have establishment. So the understanding here is that the actual king is the mind, because the mind is what produces all of these other things mistakenly. And relates it to the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths. When we look at the truth of suffering, the truth of origin, the truth of path, and the truth of cessation, there are four attributes of the Four Noble Truths, making a total of 16 attributes. And when we take away one of those attributes, the actual phenomena is selfless, then we come up with actual 15. So the attributes of the Four Noble Truths are that the suffering, impermanence, all compounded phenomena are the self. There are impermanent. Nirvana is peace. The ji, the tambo ji, mitapa.
Mataba is mataba. Mataba tomaji or impermanent.
Mitapa, dunyawa.
Saji, dunge, dunge, mataba is impermanent.
Mitapa.
Dunyawa. Dunyawa is abusive. Dunyawa. Tonwas.
Empty.
Tonwas is not intuitive. Damebas.
Selfless. So all phenomena, compounded phenomena are impermanent. Contaminated phenomena are suffering. Phenomena are empty, and phenomena are selfless. So those are the first four attributes of the Four Noble Truths, of the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths. So why is the subject suffering impermanent? The subject suffering is impermanent because it is momentary. If it is momentary, it is necessarily impermanent.
So
the subject I is impermanent. Why is the subject I impermanent? Because it is momentary. If it is momentary, it is necessarily impermanent. So why is it suffering? It's suffering because we have no independence. We have no independent choice whether we are going to have suffering or not. So this is why we state that we are, for instance, when I say we, Jeff, etc. We are suffering. The reason is we have no independence upon whether we will have suffering or not. We are forced into the various sufferings because of the predispositions within our continuum, negative predispositions within our continuum that rise, and then we are forced into suffering. So then we are empty. So the reason that we're stating that we are empty is because the non-Buddhists do not assert that they were actually empty of any sort of nature, but here we assert that we are empty. So because the actual aggregates themselves are not exclusive and cannot be divided into, and the actual ego cannot be found, this is why we say that it is empty. And the reason it says selfless is because there is no actual inherent I or ego which is exclusive of these five skandhas. So this is the reason that the statement of selflessness is made. So the actual aggregates themselves cannot be brought, are not exclusive, and without the actual king, which is said to actually control these skandhas. So this is why it is stated that there is no production of, there is no aggregates that are inherently or exclusive of that actual process that it's connected to.
So
the actual antidote to the root of cyclic existence is the understanding that the these actual aggregates themselves are selfless and they have no inherent nature from their own side. And once one can arrive at this understanding, then this serves as an antidote to the suffering of cyclic existence. So if we can arrive at this realization of selflessness, then according to the Middle Way Autonomy School, the Chittamantran School or Mind Only School, the Sutrantika School, and the Vibhashika School, and again in English, they'll go backwards, the Middle Way School, the Mind Only School, the Sutra School, and the Great Exposition School.
So
all of those believe that the afflictive obstructions can be eradicated. That was from before. All of those believe that the afflictive obstructions can be eradicated through dependence upon selflessness, and then the one can arrive at the state of foe destroyer. Or arhat, then one can arrive at the state of arhatship through dependence upon eradication of the afflictive obstructions. And this is according to the schools, which are from the Middle Way Autonomy School down to the Middle Way, the Great Exposition School. So we can find in the debate section, the Shanti Deva's Bodhichara Avatara, Guided the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, where he states the view of the schools and states the selflessness and so forth. Negates the actual inherence, or the negates the belief that there is inherence of some sort, and relates it to the actual schools of the Middle Way Autonomy and Mind Only and so forth, and states that there is no established existence and that they are selfless, and once one arrives at the selflessness, that the achievement of foe destroyer is possible.